Last week we talked about the introduction. Kibud Av V'Em is Kibud Av V'Em Bin Amal Chaveray, Bin Amal Makoyim. We said different stardom now. We also pointed out that it's a mitzvah sichlius. It makes sense. Even the Goyim have it. We said the Maral, Fakir Goyim, are even, it's even more shaykh to it. So the yeah, take only one plate, maybe. So the emes is that even though it's Mr. Sichlius, is the you have to remember, like we ended off last week, that we don't do it alts the seichel, we do it alts the mitzvah, and it's even a chayk. It's called in the Torah, and even in this in the Seres Adibris, it's called kasher tzivisicha. You have to do a kasher tzivisicha. That's important to know. So I was going through the halachas. It's kedai to remember that you have to do it according to the halachas that it says. Furthermore, we said the shaila. What about mitzvah sichas kavana? So some want to say it's totally in there. It's a mitzvah minam chavera. Bottom line is that he was mekayim the mitzvah. But if you say it's al tzabenam lamakayim, then maybe you need kavana.
And Lemaisa, have that lavush. Why else are you doing
right, it? Right. Here's the big problem: is that Lemaisa we pass a mitzvah sichas kavana on a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah darbana not. Norvas. Normally, either you make a bracha, the Neid Yehuda says, you make a bracha, that'll provide for all the kavanas necessary. The Chayyadam says like that. Or, it's assumed that you're doing it for the mitzvah, because why else would you be doing this inyan of tzitzis or tefillin? Okay, but here where it's a mitzvah sechlias, fakirta makes sense, and even goyim do it, right? So even though we're not doing it because of that, and we're doing it because of all the other cheshbonis and everything, but soif kol soif, if you don't have kavana, right, then you're only doing it off that, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Could be. So fakir, here there's even a bigger problem. You have to mamash have kavana that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Okay, so it's important to keep that in mind that we're doing it for the mitzvah. Okay. Now, so that's the thing. If the parent says, "No, that's how you treat me. I just got you a new car, and this is what you do to me." I'm saying a new toy, and now you don't even listen. So the parents machanach the child that they should listen because it's the proper thing to listen. So then they bring machanach the child the rest of their life, and that can be kind of the mitzvah. You have it. I mean, whatever. A lot of
it's the children see the parents are machabed their parents
for the mitzvah.
For the mitzvah day.
I'm talking about for the mitzvah. Yeah. So Mashenkin, if the parent tells the child mitzvah kibud av v'em, so mitzvah kibud av v'em, you gotta act accordingly. So then that's a chinuch to the child that they're mekayim the mitzvah properly. Okay. Now, l'maisa is yadua in the Torah. Besides the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, there's a mitzvah of ish imay v'aviv tiro. There's a mitzvah of Moira also, besides the mitzvah of Kibud. So the Shulchan Aruch starts with the mitzvah of Moira. So let's start with that. We have the Shulchan Aruch here, the packet.
It's not numbered.
It is numbered, actually.
Oh, it is? Five?
Page 17 in the packet. Okay. What? Okay, so Siv Beis, Ezeu Moira. What is the mitzvah of Moira? Of Moira, to have Moira for the parent. So first of all, we have to know is that what is the mitzvah of Moira? Mitzvah of Moira is that a person is supposed to have awe and fear of the parent. Okay. So now, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to do these certain actions, or the mitzvah is the hergish of taka having that level of fear. So. So that's what I said. We spoke about after Lorecha Kamoicha by the Shir. Same thing. The mitzvah is to do the ma'isim, or the mitzvah is to get the ava. So
about that's the tachas of every mitzvah, but if you don't get to that target yet.
Right. So lachora the right. However, over here by Moira, the Aruch HaShulchan is mashma that can you? I can't yell today. I love a loud voice. So. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Aruch Shulchan says that the mitzvah of Moira, the chefetz of the mitzvah is belave. The mitzvah is belave. If you don't have it belave, you don't have the Moira. That's the whole idea of Moira. Moira is, you can't do meisim of faking Moira. Moira, the idea of Moira is that you have fear. That's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah, the Torah is telling you to have it, then you have to have it. So therefore, the meisim are avada akim of that, you know, but it has to keep the mitzvah sanashim ulamada on Moira. If your mitzvah sanashim ulamada on Moira, then, now, avada could be that doing these actions is both ends of it. It helps you get to it, and it's also akim of it once you have it.
It could be once before you do it, you don't have it. It's like the kasha barava, have to have avada for something.
Right, so it could be you have to act in this way, and then those things will allow you, these are the meisim, to show the Moira. So what the Torah is machayiv you lemaisa is to do these maisa, but the key mitzvah is with the Moira, believe. So now, it's because it's interesting, because the Moira, it's very interesting to point out that we're going to see. The mitzvah is ish imoy v'aviv tiro. Is that a mitzvah loisasei, or is that a mitzvah sasei? Mitzvah sasei. But you're going to look in the definition of what is Moira, it's all loisaseis. There's nothing to do that to show Moira. So, don't stand in his spot because that's a lack of Moira. So Pshat is that the Kiyah mitzvah of Adah, the mitzvah is not don't do it because then it would be a lois asay. So the Torah is being mitzvah you an asay. But the way to get to the asay is doing all these things, showing exterior actions to show that, I don't do that to chashu people. If a person is a gadol, if a person is chashu, I don't do these things. And that's going to Moira believe the Kiyah of the mitzvah of Moira. Okay, so that's the chard of the
Indian. Is that, even if I don't do anything,
you could be mekayim it if you don't do anything.
Just sitting in front of
town
and being in your heart.
Right. There's a key mitzvah in that. Moira means you're in awe or whatever. So, ezeu moira. The first thing is, and these are all halachas that are negea, is lo yamoid bim koimoy ham yuchad loy. Person should not stand in the place of their parent. What type of place? Lamid sham besoid zakeinim im chaverov. When he's standing together with his friends dealing with heavy issues. So in other words, if he's standing outside his front lawn and every day he stands out there and looks at the sunrise, that's not called his makom yuchad. But if he has a place like, that's where he stands at the board meeting or whatever, so pshat is this is his makom in the place, it's taka makom yuchad loy, and that's a makom of chashivas. And therefore, the zakenim is he's dealing with his
friends.
Yeah, so something important. It's something of chashivas. Okay? Or if it's his place to daven. So makam kavua means if the parent has a makam kavua, taka the child should not sit in the parent's makam kavua in shul. That's taka negeah. And sitting also, you should not sit in his makam yuchad lahasev bevesai. In his dining room. So if he has a place to specifically sit to eat, so the child shouldn't sit there. That's a lack of moira to the child. Now, he's allowed to stand in the spot, as long as with the chair, first of all. So it's the chair, let's say the chair is moved to a different spot. It's not a din in the chair. If it's a special chair, some places can want to say maybe it's mutter. Maybe it's a problem. But kipshutai, the chair, it's a din in the spot. And also, it's only a din to do what the father does in that spot. So, Moshal, if the child's going to stand in the place where the father sits, that's okay. Okay? But the Taz says here...
He's learning where the father eats.
No. If you're sitting there, even if you're sitting to do something different than what the father does, the child's sitting there to do the homework.
Right.
But the father sits there during the week, that's the child, father's seat, so that's still a problem. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, right. So, everyone knows, my parents are Makbid, they're Moichel. Lamaisa, I heard from Rama Tisio Solomon, and Tisio said, is that he's not sure why everyone's all busy being Moichel all the time.
Right.
The Torah says this is what he's supposed to be doing, so do it.
Right.
No, I don't want to be like... all of a sudden, I'm probably Anivas. Where the Torah says...
Wouldn't it go against Meira?
What?
Even if he's Moichel, wouldn't it go against the Meira?
He'd be Moichel
the
Meira.
I'm
saying, how can
you
be Moichel
the Meira? What?
You could be Moichel Meira and you could be Moichel Kavan, no?
You can Moichel Kavan, and you Moichel that this thing is not a lack of Meira to me, because I don't really care about it.
If he says you can sit in his place,
so it's not a steer to be admire me because it's not something that I care about so much. But Lemaisa, since the Torah says you should care about it, and the Torah says that Lemaisa, that's the way that the child, like again, like you said last week, it's not about the parent only. It's about the midah that the child instilling in the child to have hakaras hatoiv, to be machshav of the mesorah, to look up to the previous deris. The child's all independent and, you know, fakared. He's trying to figure out why the parent's not being mechabed him. So, yeah. He's not, then when the child's going to try to be mechanechim, when the father's going to try to be mechanechim, right? So, you mean when you're telling me what to do? I mean, so it's the foundation of the whole chinuch. So Ramatzio says, he said that from experience, parents that there's kibbut avim going on in the house, you could tell the difference in the families. That's what he says. So I don't have that much experience, but that's what he says. So the idea is that if there's a din lo yeshiv b'mekom miyuchad lo, so lav dafka, the parents should be moichel all the time. Now it's only mekom miyuchad lo, and it's only again to do the thing which he's doing there. So if the child wants to stand up on your seat and whatever, that's not sitting, that's okay. Okay, let's continue. V'lo yisoyser es dvar. Now this is very interesting. You should not contradict the parent. Now there's a big shiloh over here because it says later. Let's go to the next one for a second. Interesting halacha. It says v'loy machria as dvarav b'fanav. Afilu loy mar nirin divrei abba. You shouldn't say I agree. When you agree, I need your askama. You're like, it's like, yeah, he's tiny good this time. It's like it's a bizarrent. What? It's a bizarrent to the parent that you should that he should. Yeah. So now. Machria is dvarav means that he shouldn't even prove to the say like the father. Now, here the Shulchan Aruch says it's only a lack of kavod or moira when it's befanav. Shalei befanav is mutter. So la'achar misa, la'moshal, and all that's mutter. So for example, there's a famous example in Torah that the Tur wrote a whole sefer. Tur Shulchan Aruch. The Tur is the son of the Rosh, and a lot of times he'll quote the Rosh and it says v'chein nira. The Rosh said it already. Why do you have to pass on to Rosh? Teretz, the Rosh was no longer alive anymore. So it's Shalei Befanov. Shalei Befanov is mutter, this thing. And Fakir, sometimes that Shalei Befanov not only is mutter, but Shalei Befanov, that's it's a kiyum to do it. Because now you're saying, oh, he was saying such a good svar, B'chayav.
You say that's a learning also? So learning,
okay, we'll get to that in a second. Okay.
So that might be, what's it called? Like she said yesterday, how to make it great.
Right.
What about the disagree?
So here's the big machloikis in the poiskim. Loisoyser is dvar, the person, don't contradict. When it says befanov, on the words loy machriya as dvarov, befanov, is the befanov going back also on loisoyser as dvarov? Or, it's loisoyser means not to contradict. So is it not to contradict only also befanov, but shaloy befanov is mutter? Or is the befanov going back only on machriya, but loisoyser as dvarov is also even shaloy befanov? So the shach says, if you look in the shachs of Katan Beis, it says loisoyser as dvarov, bein shecholik alav, bein sheomer lahacholik alav nirin dvarecha. First of all, there's two ways to argue. You could either argue straight out or say, I agree with the other dissenting opinion. Then he says, v'nir disoyser dvarov, aser af shaloy befanov. So frek, so as he's saying, it's also to disagree with the parent, even shaloy befanov. So frek the goin, what do you mean? But it says in the Gemara that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argued on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and it says that the Tur argued on the Rosh. So obviously, if it was an issue to contradict the parent, they wouldn't have done that. Now to be mocked in one thing is, if Nagir right now a Shailan, someone comes to ask you a Psak Halacha, and you hold a certain way, but the father argued, right? You're going to tell him the Psak of the father, you can't be Mashal the person according to you. So then, Avada, you're allowed to say, if it's Negel HaHalacha right now, you're allowed to say what the Hanhaga should be. That's Takamut. But we're talking about Stamazai to be Kaveh and a Sefer, or whatever, to be Kaveh the HaHalacha. So the Shach says it's Aser, and the Goin says it's Mutter. So the Shaila is, so according to the Shach, so if someone had a father who was like the Rosh, so how did the Tur ever argue on the Rosh? You find the Tur argued on the Rosh. How could that be? So the Goin Taka holds it. From here, you see that this whole is only Befana. Shlo Befana is Mutter. There's lachar two tirutim in the shach.
But you brought
Amarim. So what's going on?
I'm saying you did b'chayov.
No, he's saying, the Goyin says it's all b'shalom b'fanav.
He said loy b'fanav.
He's saying Rabbi Yerushim and Gamliel and all these.
The Goyin says those are all b'shalom b'fanav. And that's why the Goyin says that Soyser's Dvarav is also only on b'fanav. And Mamela, he brings a raya from these people. So obviously he's learning that all those sins were b'fanav.
What happened? It's a p'sak, so that's why it's a problem.
Right,
but if you're learning,
we'll talk about that. So now, so the chayyim, there's two terutzim to this. One terutz is that you could say is that there's an exception in Torah. Torah is different, as you mentioned. Torah is different that over there, lemais.
So regarding not Torah, what do you mean? Should I have internally that? Like,
No. Meaning you're having a conversation. And someone says, oh, I heard from your father, Geshmak story. That wasn't the story. The story goes like this. So he got the story all wrong. This is really. I'll tell you really what happened. He doesn't have the right version, right? So shlo b'fanav, but you're being soy says dvara. So this is doesn't just mean in learning, obviously. If I care, we're saying learning. Maybe it's different. It means milah de alma. The parent says one, you know, or you know, elections. So the parent says, yeah, Trump is the Yeshua. This guy's out of his mind. You know, it's terrible. So you can't necessarily shlo b'fanav b'feresh argue on the parent. Now, you could probably vote and do whatever you want, but to say that you argue with the parent is taka maybe a problem. Even Millie Dalma.
Nobody knows. What happened? They like turn right here, where this is the best way to go on your driving or business or wherever.
So, right, maybe in a chami. The father says the father gives someone directions, and then he tells him, no, don't go that way.
No, you're in the car.
I know. I'll tell you how to go.
No, you're in the car with him, and he says, yeah. "Turn right."
No, that's b'fanav.
So he tells you turn right, and you know it's to the left. You have to turn right. You're trying to get to the kol. He says to turn right. He says, "No, the kol's right there." It's to the left.
You could say, "Are you sure? Are you sure?"
Yeah. Maybe I'm sure.
Then you know what you do. Make your business.
Huh? Or yeah, if you work with your father and he tells you to do something on paper or something.
I work with my father. You don't agree with how you do things all the time. That's how.
So Rabbi David Feinstein, all the time paskins not like Ramosha. Rabbi Ruvain always paskins like Ramosha. Now, Lemaisa, there was.
Wow, I never knew that.
Rabbi David, like Kiman, if you want to find out Ramosha Shita, it's a shtickle, like almost like a not a cover to go to Rabbi David and say, what did your father hold about this? What about my father? In other words, He himself finished Shas and Shacharuch over 100 times. Rabbi David. So it's like some people go ask Rabbi David, like, what did Ramosha hold? You know, you ask Rabbi David what he holds, and he'll tell you. If he holds like Ramosha, he'll tell you. So there was a Maisa, there was a Shaila about a bris. The child was born Friday night, like a few minutes after Shkia. Yeah. Ramosha's make on that, maybe. I don't remember the exact Shaila, but Ramosha had one sheet about how to do the bris, and Rabbi David held differently. And the parent, the guy called to find out what Ramosha held. And Rabbi David was with Rabbi Ruvain. So he says, he called up the call, and he didn't want to, like, there's no reason for him to give the psak different. Then Ramosha doesn't have to. And the guy's like, so he says, hold on, speak to my brother. So Reuben told him the attack of Ramosha. So they asked him, well, how are you talking with him? So he says, no, this is my father's whole shita. Ramosha himself argued on Gedolim. Ramosha himself, I don't know if your mom is arguing or showing him, but very often you find he goes to new things. So Ramosha's whole akadoma. In the Akdama to the Gris Moshe, the Moshe writes over there is that really I have no business writing this sefer.
Who am I?
But he says, Lamaisa, the idea of Torah is that a person is supposed to be ma'amal, amal b'Torah, and have your shemayim, and if you have the proper your shemayim, the proper amal b'Torah, and you'll learn all the sugyas mamash properly ad asof. You get to have the shemayim, and you come out with a certain avon, you're supposed to be noig that way for yourself. Now, if someone asks you a shayla, then you have to tell them what you think.
Of course.
So really, I have no business publicizing this to anyone else. I have a business to do for myself, how I come out, and I have also, people ask me things. But he says, Maisa, maybe other people, he goes on to explain why he went on to public. So Rav David says, as Rav Moshe's whole shita was, is that you're supposed to be knowing the way you come out. So he says that he was moichel, and he said, whatever you come out, you should pass me, even if it's not like me.
He told him that.
I mean, somebody told that to both his sons, but Al Kapanim, but this is what Rav David said. So, in other words, this that could be another teretz to the Shach. Another teretz to the Shach could be is that the Shach would hold that the Isser is even befanov. But the assumption is that a parent will be moichel to the child if the child is going to be learning properly. He's going to be moichel to him out of the.
By everything, if you're in business together, also then.
So I'm saying it could be if the father wants that you should run a business properly, and he wants to, you know, he wants the back and forth. So it could be that there's a built-in mechila.
In such a place. You want to get to the same place.
If my father knew that he was telling the guy wrong directions, he
I don't know if there's a built-in mechila on that.
No, if you're both in the car and he wants to go there too.
It depends.
It didn't start off to you that way.
Right. You know, the tier one, a person hires you to come into business, a person's mechanach the child in Torah, he says, this is what a poisek is. I want you to be a poisek. A poisek doesn't mean a Talmud. That's a Talmud is not someone that's a tape recorder. A Talmud means you understand it, and then you can be mechadish something. So I would understand the relationship, an ongoing relationship. In business, maybe that's, you know, afba pikein, he's still the father. There's still the father and the son. I mean, it's not like a built-in, like, okay. You know, now, Lemaisu, the Pesach Tshuva brings down over here, in Eis Aleph, the Pesach Tshuva brings down, I'm Mr. Vratzma Sezef, Shekosef, Da ben im ha'av yechoydum lahakshus ulataritz ulahasek maskonos ha'alocha ve'im b'zim shum soyser zvar. So he brings down over here. He says, if there hasn't been a maskona yet, there's no conclusion, so that's not considered a soyser zvar. Soyser zvar means he holds like this, and you're arguing with his conclusion. But if the father didn't come to a conclusion yet, he's humbling. And he said, you think we should buy that? No, that's a terrible idea. Okay, so he himself is not sure.
He asked your opinion.
Huh? Let me just finish. So he's saying that he didn't come to his own maskanas. It's not his shita. If it's not his shita, so you're arguing on it, it's not arguing on the shita. Took the conversation, you know, he says, I'm leaning towards this, I don't know if it's a good idea. There's that back and forth. So he says in learning, I'm assuming the svar that he's saying in the Atzmus Yosef here would apply even to not in learning. In any Indian, that would be the same thing. So if there's no clear conclusion, then it could be. And also the Chazanish is the opposite. If there is a clear conclusion of the father, and the son doesn't say a klora zach faker, the son is saying, Efsher, you could go like this, so the directions. The father is saying, this is the way to go. Probably you could go that way, but it's possible there's another way as well. So you're not saying a clear thing to contradict the parent. So that's also the chazanish has fakir. So in other words, both ways. If the father didn't come to a clear maskana, it would be mutar. And if the child's not coming to a clear maskana, and he's just a clear stira, it's also going to be mutar. Okay. So that's the inyan of soyser dvarav and machir dvarav. Now one other thing in soyser dvarav is the inyan of listening to the tzivui of the parent. We spoke about the shal shudis a little bit. What's the inyan if the parent tells you to do something? The parent tells you to do something, to go listen. Okay? So kipshuta is because if you don't listen, you're being soyser as dvarav. You're contradicting the words. Okay? So if it makes a big nafkamina, let's say the classical case, the mother calls you up, you're in yeshiva, and I heard there was a big snowstorm out there, and make sure you don't go outside without a scarf. Okay, it's very important. Make sure you don't go outside without a scarf. Okay? So now it's shlebefanov. You hang up the phone. Now it's shlebefanov. You know, so do you have to listen to that? It's soyser's dvar of lamaisa. So if they're right, so if they're going to find out and they're going to be like, whatever, they're going to find out, they're going to ask someone else or whatever. So maybe that's going to be vaiter, the inyan of befano, because the point of befano, they're going to feel bad. But if it's takash lebefano, then it could be that you don't have this iser of soyser's dvar of. Because you can be mekel. I mean, the shach would say you do, but the goyin would say you don't. So memela, it's this inyan of soyser is dvarov. It could be will be mutter as long as it's shle befanov to go ahead, and you don't have to listen to what the parent says. As long as unless they're going to find out, they're going to ask you afterwards or whatever it is. You know, don't go to don't go to chevron for Shabbos or whatever.
No, right? All the parents said don't do bus. Don't do it.
Yeah.
They said you can't use
buses
during all the
time. We're going to see in a couple of weeks that there could be a different inyan of listening to a tzivui of the parent. It's not just altz loy soyser zvarav. Maybe altz that inyan it would be taka it would be awesome.
Same thing. Is it where if someone's saying, I heard from your father? Let's say someone doesn't say, I heard from your father. He's talking about something, and you know your father's opinion is one way, and the guy doesn't even know who your father is. Right.
Not necessarily. If he wasn't a
tzav,
it depends. If he told it to you, then he told it to you.
An opinion about, say, the election, right? Yeah. You hold completely different, but and you discuss it otherwise.
So if it's
the guy's not quoting your father, though. Huh? The guy's not quoting your father.
And he's just he has the same.
You guys know who your father is. You still have to. You can't like. Does that work? I hear.
So you're saying
I hear.
You're saying, well, what does it have to do with Soisa's Dvarav? The Maisa is not. It's not Misyachis. The whole conversation is not being Misyachis to the father. I hear what you're saying. It's possible that would be different. Taka. Okay, we're going to stop here this week. And next week we'll continue this. All right.
Back to regular
schedule.
Hopefully.
Mazel Tov.
Things are still going.